This week on Indian Times, the Caddo Nation swears in a new chairman, Anthony Cotter, despite claims from Brenda Edwards that she is the chairman. The National Congress of American Indians holds its winter session, and the Festival of the Four Winds hopes to educate and entertain at the Sam Noble Oklahoma Museum of Natural History. The Native American Times newspaper reports that the Caddo Nation has sworn in a new chairman, Anthony Cotter, despite the claim from Brenda Edwards via the tribe's website that she is the chairman of the Caddo Nation. With two factions claiming to lead the 5,500 citizens of the Caddo Nation, the Bureau of Indian Affairs has called the tribe a, quote, high-risk contractor/grantee at the end of last year. This could put their self-governance funding at risk. The tribal complex had two break-ins last year, with each faction blaming the other. Indian Times will keep you updated on this story. Last week, the National Congress of American Indians had its three-day winter session. It was opened by the new president of the NCAI, Brian Kladusby. Kladusby also serves as the chairman of the Swinomish Tribe of Washington. He will serve a two-year term as president. One of the topics covered in the winter session include problems with the U.S. Supreme Court, with Native American Rights Fund attorney Richard Guest saying courts in general are not acting in favor of tribes, troubling decisions such as Carcieri versus Salazar concerning land in a trust for tribes not federally recognized after 1934, and the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals decision on Big Lagoon Rancheria versus California, making it possible for anyone to challenge a land in a trust acquisition long after it has been finalized, were brought up more than once. Other topics include the rising suicide rate in young Native people, the fact that Alaska villages were not included in jurisdiction provisions in the Violence Against Women Act. For a more complete review of last week's NCAI winter session, go to www.indians.com, and that is Indians with a Z. Ann Barnes from the American Indian Institute at the University of Oklahoma had an idea to not only educate, but entertain people on the 39 federally recognized tribes of Oklahoma. She presented the idea to her co-workers, and the Festival of the Four Winds was born.
Well, the Festival of the Four Winds is meant to be a cultural exchange, a learning adventure to celebrate the art, the cultures of the 39 recognized tribes in Oklahoma, plus any other tribe that would like to participate. And we were trying to highlight the tribes as well as art. We're looking forward to a fun day. We're going to have a lot of things geared towards children, a passport that you will take around to the tribes and get a stamp or something on there so that they'll have this filled out at the end of the day, kind of like they're traveling from nation to nation. And then we'll have a lot for adults, too, with the art show going on, cultural exchanges, flute playing, storytelling, and to hopefully have traditional foods, traditional arts, traditional clothing, traditional dance, so that all of this will be exhibited and on display during the day. So luckily we have the Sam Noble Museum. It is indoors, most of it, and so the weather won't be a factor. It's a festival. We're hoping that everybody will come and that year to year that it will grow.
Chelsea Wesner, another member of the advisory team and also from the American Indian Institute, has heard from schools and groups.
We've also had a few teachers from within Oklahoma and surrounding states contact us with interest in bringing groups of either their Indian Ed programs, their students, or even just clubs of high school students or youth groups who would like to come out for the day. So we're hoping to get, as Anne said, it's really at the heart of the festival. It's just a really neat educational and cultural opportunity for all ages, but especially we want to get the kids and youth involved and to build an appreciation for our Native culture and understand what a rich heritage we have in Oklahoma.
The art show is looking for artists to submit their work. 10 artists will be selected to show at the festival. 2 will be picked for prizes, 1 for best of show and 1 people's choice. A film by Sterling Harjo will be shown throughout the day, Seminole Spirit Houses. Harjo, one of Native America's up-and-coming filmmakers, said it's a departure from what he usually presents.
Basically, I think it's an anthropological look at these grave houses, and I'm sure people wonder about them. It's something that Creek and Seminole people, you know, grow up around, and I never knew that they were unique or different or anything like that until I left home.
And what are they?
They're just little houses that are built over graves. Sometimes the deceased person's belongings are put in the houses, and they have a long history of evolution, but they're still used today traditionally, and, you know, Christians will use them, and so will traditional people, but the little house structures, and sometimes there's a diamond or some different shapes cut into the front of the little house.
The Festival of the Four Winds will take place at the Sam Noble Museum in Norman on Saturday, April 12th. Admission is free. I'm Susan Shannon for Indian Times. For more information on this broadcast, go to our website, kgou.org.